medical stuff. My apologies for the noise that you hear, but it's beyond my control. I'm just on my way by a train from Glasgow to Manchester, and somehow or another I happen to be sitting on top of what appears to be the motor, and it's making a lot of noise. It's struggling like anything, although there's only three cars to the whole train. Yesterday I failed to mention that I got a report from my urologist doctor, who emailed me early in the morning and told me the overall result of the biopsy, which he said that I didn't have cancer, it wasn't cancerous, and that the inflammation, the cause of the inflammation, were benign. Any more than that, he didn't say. The details that we'll talk about when I get back, and then at that time we'll talk about what type of other procedure we'll undergo in order to deal with the benign condition, because that also has to be treated, some kind of operation. There are different variations of that. But in any case, relatively, it's good news. Obviously, had it been cancerous, it would have been much more serious treatment, other possible complications, and so on. And so I can say, yes, it's good news. Although I was willing to and hope that I would have fully accepted if the result was the opposite. Of course, I wouldn't have any other alternative, but try to prepare myself in the frame of mind that whatever Krishna wants, that's fine. And I've been dealing with this condition in that way since. Good news, bad news, from the absolute point of view, as Krishna says in the Gita, sukha dukha same kritva. Devotee should be samatvam, samatvam yoga uchate, should be equiposed in every situation. We don't rejoice too much over relatively good conditions, we don't lament too much over bad conditions, because really the idea of something being good and bad in this material world is, Kaviraj Goswami says, manodharma. There's no good or bad in this material world, because it's just relative shades of bad. Being in the material world already means bad. In fact, if we want to see it from the point of view of cancer, this body in itself is a cancer on the soul. It is the cancer of the soul. And we really become healthy or cancer-free when we become free from all of these encumbrances, modes of material nature, material body, and we attain our svarupa, or our original spiritual transcendental form. So I'm going to make this very short, because I don't know how much of this you're actually picking up between all the rumbling that you hear in the background. But I'll be going to Manchester and Scotland. We had a very nice time. It was nice being there, being with the devotees, the deities, the program itself. And devotees took about 20 sets of Navaraja Mahima. We're hoping that in Manchester, where I have been for a really long time, devotees will be also open and eager to take them. We'll be celebrating Gopastami there. So we'll put up the recording of that pastime tomorrow on the article section. And that's as much as I'm going to say right now and succumb to all this background noise. Hare Krishna.